dass er eine gewisse Größe an Ausstoß nicht übersteigen darf.
Amongst historic and largely dilapidated industrial buildings in the northeast of Berlin, a group of brewing rebels have come together to taste a selection of small batch and hard to find beers from the US, the UK, Scandinavia and Belgium. The group is celebrating craft brewing and trying to find some new and creative combinations of hops, barley and malt. But it's also a special night for three Americans who are trying to get their own craft brewery and brew pub off the ground.
Today, actually, just a few hours ago, we met our crowdfunding campaign goal of €18,500 to help us finish our project of starting Berlin's first community-supported brewery in Berlin.
That's Matthew Walford, who, along with fellow expat Americans Tom Crozier and David Spenger, are about to open Vagabund Brewery in the Berlin suburb of Wedding. To raise the money to import brewing equipment and renovate their bar, Vagabund launched a crowdfunding campaign. They've just hit their initial funding target, but are hoping for more. And Tom Crozier says that when it comes to what types of beer Vagabund hopes to produce, the sky's the limit.
Mostly the ales, the pale ales, the IPAs. Nowadays you can find them in Berlin, but the stouts, the imperial stouts, the IPAs, the imperial IPAs. And then, yeah, we'd like to experiment with saisons. It's easier to say what beers we're not going to brew than what beers we are.
In some ways, it's curious to have three Americans deciding to open a brew pub in Germany. It's well known that Germany has a long and proud brewing history. And when it comes to traditional German styles like Pilsner, wheat, and dark beers, there are few that can produce such high-quality beers time after time. In fact, this tradition is enshrined in law, Germany's oldest, the Reinheitsgebot, or German beer purity law, which dates back to 1516. It sets out that nothing is to be added to beer other than water, barley, and hops. But for those who want something a little different, it can be slim pickings.
Well, there are many people who are interested in beer.
This is Ludger Bergers. He's the owner of the specialty beer shop Hopfen and Malz, or Hops and Malt. He says he's seen the number of people interested in small breweries and interesting beers increasing, especially as Berlin continues to attract tourists.
People coming to Berlin as tourists and who do some research on the internet before they go to Berlin to find out what are the places to get the beer. They visit the breweries and they come to my shop and ask for German beer, ask for new beer, for special beer, for IPA and all that stuff.
However, one surprising thing the Vagabund brewers have found is that while they expected their crowdfunding campaign to be largely supported by expats and their bar visited by tourists, large numbers of Berliners are actually interested in getting involved in their craft brewing project.
When we started our crowdfunding campaign, we really geared it towards the crowd that we thought we would be selling to, which we thought would be expats, Americans, English, Australians, people that have a direct instant memory of craft beer back home and then come here and miss it. And amazingly enough, 90% of the people that have been donating to our crowdfunding campaign have been Germans that we have never met and are extremely excited and extremely motivated.
The Vagabund guys say that neighbors and the local wedding community have even gone as far as lending them tools and helping out with renovations to their bar. But Vagabund aren't the only craft brewers in Berlin. There are about 10 different truly craft brew pubs in the city, and a number of brewers have come along to tonight's tasting. Irishman Rory Loudon runs a not-for-profit beer appreciation group called Beer Enthusiasts, and he says that increasingly the expat craft beer lovers are being joined by Germans willing to taste something different.
So we've been going for about 15 months, and originally it was mainly international enthusiasts from the United States, from Canada, from Australia, from Scandinavia. But in the last 6 months, I've noticed an upturn in the number of German enthusiasts who are joining, and those were Berliners who had found out about craft beer and were trying to find out what this was all about.
Loudon also believes that while the craft brewing scene and industry is well established in places like the US and Australia, it's taken longer to do so in Germany because of the country's long brewing tradition, but that things are changing.
The more well-established that a beer culture is, the longer it takes for this beer revolution to happen, but it will happen because ultimately beer consumers are interested in a variety of choice.
So as the last of the beers for tastings are opened and some surprising flavours, textures and alcohol content are brought out, Loudon says that he expects the local brewing culture to grow quickly in Berlin and beyond. He says that 120 years ago, there are over 700 local brewers in the city brewing for their local communities, and that while the industrial-sized brewers won't be pushed out of business anytime soon, a fundamental shift in beer culture is taking place. And given that attending the final tasting are two of Berlin's well-known cocktail and wine bar owners, he could well be right. Jonathan Gifford for DW Radio in Berlin.